1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning, I'm Brady Safranik. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into The Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. Joining me this morning is Ashley Bassett with Sheridan College of Johnson County. How are we today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. And we're going to talk about things happening at Sheridan College of Johnson County. So what's going on?
You know, everybody says, oh, do you guys slow down in the summer? And no, it just keeps a ticking. We had a summer class start yesterday with Walter Farwell up at the high school. It's an education technology in the classroom class. So it's got, I think there's 8 or 10 teachers in it actually from all over Johnson County. And then we have a CNA program or class that's underway. They're doing their online portion right now, and then they'll head into end of July. They'll sit their classroom hours. So right now they're out of the classroom, but things are moving, and we're giving a lot of proctoring a lot of tests and meeting with some students on what's going to happen in the fall.
With the CNA programs, how often do you offer these programs? How often does a new one start?
Well, we do a class in Johnson County ourselves every summer.
Okay.
They usually offer, I believe it's 2 or 3 in the fall in Sheridan, and then 2 or 3, I think it's 2, in the spring in Sheridan. Plus, they have classes in Gillette. And then we also serve as a using space for the hospital here. We have a great partnership with the hospital and their training for CNAs. So it's never anything to see. You always see somebody in there.
Sure. And you know, I say that because I always see people are looking for CNAs. That seems like a job that if you go into that field, you're going to find work.
You are. And, you know, it's a great paying field. It's a great step into the nursing field. And there is a lot of background stuff that you have to do before you can just go take the class. You have to be fingerprinted, and you have to have a background check and all of that stuff. But in the end, it's worth it that there's a lot of students who put their way through college into nursing school with a CNA. And like you said, you're almost guaranteed a job no matter where you go.
Yeah, if you want work, there's no shortage of jobs. And like you said, anywhere you want to go, if you know, here there are jobs. If you want to stay here, that's great. But if you wanted to go anywhere in the country, basically, you can find a CNA job.
Oh, yeah. They are always looking for CNAs.
Yeah. So, and with that said, I'll say that most people I know, and I know quite a few people that are CNAs or have been, they love it.
They do. And it takes a special breed to be. It's like any field. It takes a special breed for that field.
Sure.
And I look at the CNAs that have come through our program, and we have had some amazing people. And a lot of them have done that next step. They're now working their way through the nursing program. And Johnson County's really lucky that the nursing pool and the up-and-coming nursing pool is, it's deep. There's a lot of them. Now, and they're good people.
Nursing program, can they do all of that here, or do they have to do some of it here and then move on somewhere else?
They can do their generals here.
Okay.
Their gen eds. And they've actually done some changes. I'm not real familiar with all the changes yet. I'm still studying what they've done on how the program will work. But they have to do 2 years of generals before they can apply to the program. And so you can do all those generals here, and then most of them, they all go to Sheridan or Gillette, whichever program they're into.
So you can get it as close as Sheridan or Gillette for finishing the program?
Yeah, and you can actually, through UW, you can get your, I believe it's your bachelor's in nursing at Sheridan and Gillette.
Oh, excellent. So, mm-hmm. And just sort of a timeline for someone that might be thinking about a career change, about how long, say they want to start as a CNA, you know, to help pay for it, whatever, go through that program, then nursing program. Well, what's kind of a time frame for someone that jumped in and wanted to get it all done as quick as possible?
You're looking at least, the nursing program itself is 2 years.
Okay.
And you're looking at 1.5 to 2 years of generals.
Okay.
So you're looking at anywhere from 3 to 4.
So basically like you were going back to school for a bachelor's in anything.
Kind of, yeah. And it depends on how you work it, especially the way we're laid out, where you can do all of your generals here before. When you're at the main campus, you can mix those generals in. Where a lot of our students, when they're coming out of here, they have all those generals done. So when they get there and get accepted into the program, they're focusing on just the nursing classes. And like I said, they're doing some changes. So that'll kind of dictate how things go from here on. In fact, this is the first fall for the new class coming in, that they apply in March and find out. And I don't remember how many are coming from Johnson County this time. And then we do have an instructor that lives in Johnson County. And so if the weather's bad, a lot of times they'll either video to Sheridan from us, or they'll all the Buffalo people will meet here and take their test. So that makes it easier and handier too.
Okay. Now, do you guys offer anything else here over the summer?
Over the summer, for as far as class wise, no. It tends to be our slower time. We've got a couple people working.
You guys need a break too, right?
Yeah, like I said, I just said a minute ago, it doesn't slow down. But yet, class wise, it does slow sure. down. But and then we'll pick up again with that in the fall in August. But right now, it's just prepping for the fall.
I was going to say, I'd imagine people that are planning on attending in the fall are probably going through the process of getting signed up right now.
A lot of them are. And, you know, we can register full time up until mid-August, and we'll start, I believe it's the 22nd of August, 22nd or 27th. I'm trying to remember. It depends on which. It's after the Johns County School to start.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of them, like I said, they're taking those tests. They're getting their classes lined out. We're in the process of finding a couple new teachers we're missing a teacher for one or two classes. We're working on some credentialing stuff there. And, you know, this last semester, Derek has spent hours and hours of making sure everybody was credentialed and qualified to teach. And so we've really had to undergo some changes, and it'll be good in the future. It's just, you know, one of those headaches that had to be dealt with along the way someplace.
Sure, absolutely. And are you guys moving out of the Bomber Mountain Civic Center, or are you staying there?
I hope we're never moving out.
Okay.
I know we are there until at least next July.
Excellent. Well, and I know they've made great use of that building since it opened up, I don't know, a handful of years ago, whatever it was. And it seems like, you know, with people that rent out the gyms and all that sort of thing, and, you know, Dave Simonson with KBJ and Joco First, that it's being, the great use is being made of that building.
You know, we have a great partnership with Joco and KBJ. We were talking the other day. We recently acquired some tables from the school district, some computer tables. They're redoing a lab, and they called and said, could you guys use these? And absolutely, they came out of a shared lab that we had helped pay for in the past and stuff. So we went down and got them, and we've been assembling furniture and moving furniture around, and we were going to list some things for sale on Upcycle, ask for a donation to our foundation or our endowment scholarship. Derek walked down the hall, and when he came back, he says, we don't have anything to put up on Upcycle. Between everybody in the building says, oh, I would make a donation for that, you know. And it's really great, because we do share a lot of spaces, that if Joco needs a meeting, we have a room. If we have an overflow and need an extra meeting spot or a class for something, Joco's got a room. And so that really makes it handy. And with the acquiring of these new tables, we were able to move a bunch of tables around in the building, so we were able to fit another meeting room in the building that, you know, it's a joint room, and it's outfitted with our tables and their chairs, and everybody's happy. And it, you know, I will say this, we make the best of the assets that we have in that building, and we work really hard to make sure that they're all utilized and nothing goes to waste in there.
Absolutely. So if people wanted to, if they're thinking, you know, they want to maybe take a look at what you're offering coming up in the fall, how do they go about seeing a class schedule like that or finding out more info about signing up?
There's a couple ways. They can go online to sheridan.edu. You can check out our Facebook page, which is Sheridan College in Johnson County. Or you can stop in and see us. Come see us. We're at the Bomber Mountain, 63 North Burritt. Stop in, say hello. We've got a paper schedule. We'll work with you online. We'll take you through the steps and get you rolling and get you signed up.
All right. Talking with Ashley Bassett with the Sheridan College of Johnson County. Ashley, thank you so much for taking
the
time. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into The Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. And keep it tuned right here, KBBS.